big deal. It was a part of life. As long as she didn't act on it, she would be fine. Because throwing herself at the muscular former NFL player and Super Bowl-winning receiver would be foolish and possibly pathetic. There was no way she was Kenny's type. Not that she'd ever seen him with a woman, but still. He was gorgeous. Dark blonde hair, big blue eyes. He was built like a superhero and strong. A gentle giant of a man. And speaking of big, his hands. She held in another sigh, placed her order, waved at her friend Patience, who was manning the espresso machine, then moved to wait for her drink. The truth was that famous former NFL stars didn't date small-town single moms, especially not those who were battling an extra 20 pounds. Bailey figured she was attractive enough. She'd been blessed with thick red hair and nice skin, but she wasn't like those women in the gossip magazines. She was pretty much the same as everyone else in the normal world. She had a job, she worried about her daughter, and much of the time her paycheck barely stretched to cover her bills. She wasn't exactly a hunky guy magnet. But that was the beauty of a crush. She could look and dream all she wanted, for free. And if the man in question happened to be coming in for a meeting that very morning,